This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. It's the time of year when weekend plans involve some practical considerations, like dressing appropriately for the weather and considering just how far the walk is from where you parked or from your train or bus. Well, keep in mind, this weekend we're celebrating the contributions of our servicemen and women as we honor them on Veterans Day. Our Things to Do curator Tanya Pendleton is here with her picks for the best of the weekend offerings and beyond. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer. It's also the time of year a lot of us just want to stay inside and practice hygge.
Who what?
Hygge, spelled H-Y-G-G-E. It's an aesthetic and lifestyle popularized by the Danish to embrace the cold weather months, and it encompasses everything from socks to blankets to fireplaces with the side of warm drinks. It's kind of a thing, but you don't want to miss the array of diverse events we have this weekend, so put those cozy throws to the side and head on out.
All right, yes, I think we can brave the elements. So what do you have going on?
Well, live music is always a reason to get out, and Wilmington's Grand Opera House is hosting a really special event. The iconic jazz label Blue Note is celebrating their 80th anniversary with some special guests on Friday night. Jazz vocalist Candace Springs will be there.
Biggest names in jazz have recorded for Blue Note. It's amazing. It's been 80 years.
And they still have a wonderful roster of artists. The James Carter Organ Trio and pianist James Francis are on the bill as well. And that is on Friday night at 8 p.m.
Any more music? You always have such good recommendations.
Well, how about Dinner with Frank Sinatra?
How about, I don't think that's possible.
Well, not the man himself, but Friday night at the Tomasello Winery in Hammondson, New Jersey, there's a reasonable facsimile in Sinatra entertainer Lou Dottoli.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars.
Now, he does a pretty credible rendition of Sinatra's most popular classics, and the ticket includes a seasonal three-course dinner. Now, that's on Friday night starting at 6:30, so be mindful it's dinner. You got to get there on time. I love a supper club. That's when you know you're grown, when you'd rather sit and eat and watch a show than have to stand up all night.
I still like to stand and dance, and I'm always that person that everyone wants to sit down. Mm. So, yeah, that's me. Anything else going on?
Jennifer, are you into arts and crafts at all?
I learned to crochet as a kid, and does gardening count?
Well, you know, I crocheted at one point.
You did?
Yeah, well, if you could call it that. And I tried sewing, too, but epic fail on both of those. I just don't have the patience. But some who did and went on to become accomplished artists will display their talents at the 43rd Annual Philadelphia Museum of Art Contemporary Craft Show. Now, that starts tomorrow, and it goes through Sunday at the Pennsylvania Convention Center. 195 crafters of all kinds, from wearable art to ceramics to mixed media. Well, they're going to be there alongside 26 guest artists who came all the way from Israel. And you can go for 2 days on one specially priced ticket.
And all the art is for sale.
It is, all of it. So be prepared to fall in love with something that you're going to want to take home and budget accordingly.
Mm. Let's step things to do outside. Where can we get some fresh air?
Ooh, well, Saturday is Love Your Park Day. That's the day that people come together all over the city to take care of their local parks by grooming, weeding, regreening, doing all the things that keep our parks beautiful. We will have registration info on our website, whyy.org/things to do, where you can find the park closest to you or your favorite park and the times that they're going to get started.
And at that site, we can find out more things to do, right?
Yes, and there is so much more happening this week. The Asian American Film Festival and the Gershman Jewish Film Festival both kick off this week in and around Center City with screenings, panels, special guests that are coming to town. And we will have info on the Veterans Day events at the Museum of the American Revolution and the National Constitution Center. Some of those events, in fact, most of those events, are free for active duty and retired military and their families. And you can get all of that information at whyy.org/things to do.
I'm glad you made that list. Thank you for that. And, of course, I'm thankful to our service members. Thanks so much, Tanya. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Jennifer. You do the same.